I fell in love with football, as I was later to fall in love with women. Suddenly, inexplicably, uncritically, giving no thought to the pain or disruption it would bring with it. In May 68, a date with connotations, of course, but I'm still more likely to think of Jeff Astle than of Paris, just after my 11th birthday, my father asked me if I'd like to go with him to the FA Cup final between West Brom and Everton. A colleague had offered him a couple of tickets. I told him that I wasn't interested in football, not even in the cup final. True, as far as I was aware, but perversely, I watched the whole match on television anyway. A few weeks later, I watched the Man United-Benfica game, enthralled, with my mum. And at the end of August, I got up early to hear how United had got on in the final of the World Club Championship. I loved Bobby Charlton and George Best. I knew nothing about Dennis Law, the third of the Holy Trinity, who had missed the Benfica match through injury, with a passion that had taken me completely by surprise. It lasted 3 weeks, until my dad took me to Highbury for the first time. My parents were separated in 1968. My father had met someone else and moved out, and I lived with my mother and my sister in a small, detached house in the home counties. This state of affairs was unremarkable enough in itself, although I can't recall anyone else in my class with an absent parent. The 60s took another 7 or 8 years to travel the 20-odd miles down the M4 from London. But the breakup had wounded all four of us in various ways, as breakups are wont to do.